In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. Genesis 1 and John 1. Both begin in darkness, and we witness an evolution and a movement towards light. And they both represent a beginning of how we come to know about God. Our passage this morning is an Easter story. That's when we commonly read it. And it comes at the end of John's Gospel. And it's interesting to note the themes that are present there. The opening reads, "Early on the first day of the week," in the beginning. Early in the first day of the week, while it was still dark. Jesus is dead. Unlike the other Gospels, John begins his Easter narrative in darkness and moves us towards the light. It's a wonderful narrative technique and movement, and it is a profound theological statement. John's gospel begins and ends this way. It begins in darkness, it ends in darkness. It moves towards light, from darkness to light. And the passage from this morning, it moves through such raw human emotion as well. Sorrow and despair. Feelings that come from the deepest, darkest places of ourselves. And the passage rises to hope as Mary declares to Jesus, "Teacher." And then she seeks out the disciples, proclaiming, "I have seen the Lord." And these are the words that are on our window this morning. She turned to him and said, "Master." As we continue our series on the stained glass windows here at St. Andrew's, we come to the end of John's Gospel with one of the most beautiful and passionate displays and proclamations of faith, all through the eyes of Mary Magdalene. She saw Jesus, she believed, and she shared that faith. That belief she shared with the disciples who were still caught up in their own despair and darkness. When we consider Mary's words to Jesus, we recognize that the word "master," which is on the window, sounds foreign to our ears. It's the King James translation. The more modern translation is "teacher." Mary greets Jesus as "Rabboni," rabbi, teacher. She's really greeting him by his professional title. He was a rabbi, a teacher. But the words that come after that, the words that Jesus speaks to Mary, they once again pull us all the way back to the beginning of John's Gospel. The first words that Jesus speaks in John's Gospel, they're directed to some of John the Baptist's disciples. And he says to those disciples back in John, beginning of John 1, he says, "What are you looking for?" That's the question he asks them. And they respond, "Teacher, where are you staying?" Teacher. John, in his gospel, he calls us back and he completes all these wonderful themes that he sets up right at the beginning of his gospel. And as we come to the end of his gospel, he wraps all those up, those themes of darkness and light, of who Jesus is. And here in this new beginning, this new creation on an Easter day, Jesus asks Mary the very same question. Whom are you looking for? A new ministry is starting. It's a new story. And again, a new beginning calls us back to the beginning when there was a garden. Because where was Jesus buried? Well, John tells us it's in a garden. Mary is in a garden, standing at the empty tomb, and she identifies Jesus as a gardener. A gardener who is responsible for a new creation. In the beginning. In the beginning. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion. There are just layers upon layers of meaning in this passage, all throughout John's gospel. It's not just a bunch of stories that we read in isolation, but we see how they build on one another, how John completes these themes to tell us who Jesus was, to teach us about God. You're constantly being called back to consider these themes. It was still dark when Mary encountered Jesus in that garden. And she didn't know who Jesus was until he illuminated things for her. Themes of darkness and light. And Jesus is the light that shines in the darkness and makes all things plain, allows them to be seen. Here at the end of John's gospel, we move from sorrow to hope. It's a passage that begins with an interlude of darkness before the light is revealed. And as Christians, as followers of Christ, we are people of hope. We live in hope. The hope of the resurrection, the promise of eternal life. We live in hope for these things, and here at the end of John's gospel, Mary helps us see them. It's Mary, not one of the disciples, who first sees Jesus. It's Mary, not one of the disciples, who says, "I have seen the Lord." Powerful, powerful testimony. And her words remind us that out of the darkest depths of despair and sorrow can come comfort, hope, and light. And Mary is a fascinating character in the Gospels. She holds such a key role in proclaiming who Jesus is. And I will let you know that right now there is some very fascinating scholarship occurring as it pertains to Mary and John's Gospel. If you'd like to know more, come and talk to me and I'll send you an article that's well worth reading. But let's shift to those words that Mary speaks to Jesus once she realizes who he is. She says, "Teacher." What word or title do you use to describe Jesus in your life? Is it teacher? Lord? Messiah? Prince of Peace? Emmanuel? Son of God? Redeemer? There is an intimacy about this passage. a reminder that Jesus was flesh and blood, laughed and wept with the disciples, Mary and others. And while Mary's response appears to have an amount of reverence attached to it, I also believe that it belies the fact that we are invited in to have a personal relationship with Jesus as well. That same Jesus who was there in the beginning, in the darkness, when all was formless and void. And we can find Jesus now in the garden. And Jesus brings the light forward into our lives and into this world. And we are invited to call Jesus friend, to develop a relationship which is life-altering and world-changing. We can invite Jesus in to our own lives, and we can witness a new beginning within us. Thanks be to God. Amen.